Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell here with you, two nights away from the kickoff of the college football season for the Maine Black Bears as they travel down to Durham to take on their arch rivals, the New Hampshire Wildcats, the Thursday night throwdown. Joining us on the phone, the voice of the Wildcats, Bob Lippman. And Bob, first of all, are you ready to get football season started? And what in the world are we doing playing this game in August?
Yeah, how about that? Not only are we playing football and getting all geared up for everybody here in the month of August, but then you put the Bryce Cowell musket on the line, and we've been playing end of season for most of the last few years, and now a chance to really get it going. And I think that is probably as exciting in your camp as it was for ours, with the guys knowing what's at stake here on Thursday night.
Absolutely. And of course, New Hampshire enters the season with the longest playoff streak of any team in all of FCS football. Sean McDonald does such an amazing job. And you guys have, I think, been the standard bearer for FCS football, showing everybody how to do it. And in this rivalry, it hasn't been much of a rivalry in recent years. It's been pretty one-sided for New Hampshire.
Yeah, Wildcats have been fortunate here in a couple of games. Last year's went right to the wire, and really, maybe it was the winner of the game last year that ended up with one of the playoff seeds. And we had the two wins against you a couple of years ago when Maine was ranked in the top five in the nation. So Wildcats certainly have been very fortunate in recent years in this series. But as our coaches will tell us, it's a brand new season, brand new teams, brand new players. For both teams, you want to get off and be 1-0 here on Thursday night.
Well, for the Maine Black Bears, they'll have to find a way to stop a guy who is very, very tough. I don't know how the coaching staff there does it, but you always seem to find talented dual-threat quarterbacks, and Trevor Knight is a guy who can cause a lot of damage both through the air and with his feet.
Yeah, and that's the reason, of course, why he's the number one quarterback coming into this season. Trevor's had a chance to develop here the last couple of years, and while the coaches will tell you they want to get the running backs more involved, we know that dual threat option of Trevor Knight is going to be a big part of the New Hampshire offense. Knight has talented receivers, but if you're not paying attention to him, he'll go for 20, 25 yards. And that's so important in our league, and it's going to be important for the New Hampshire offense.
At the running back spot, you've got the Maine native, Donald Goodrich, and a young guy, Evan Gray, that's been pretty impressive as well. Who do you think ends up getting most of the reps on Thursday?
That's a great question, because there are actually two other guys who are not listed there on the chart. Deontay Chapman is a redshirt freshman, and they think the world of him, and he may figure in a little bit. And then the guy who spent a little bit of time in your program, Jerickson Fedrick, had a terrific camp this year. He'll be a senior and one of the running backs. I would guess that Evan Gray is probably going to be the guy with the most yards at the end of the day, but it wouldn't surprise me if either Chapman or Fedrick both figure in too.
You've got some veteran receivers back there, and that's got to help with Love, O'Connor, and Donovan, who between them racked up about 150 catches last year.
Yeah, there's no concern at all in terms of the starting wide receivers. The three guys have all made big plays here over the last couple of years. They're all back, and they're still all underclassmen. The one position on that receiving side where we'll have to find somebody, Jordan Powell was an All-CAA tight end a year ago, and the tight end does figure in the passing game as well. So we'll see who emerges in that position. They have a sophomore, Malone Woods, who's listed at the top there.
We're talking with Bob Lippman, the voice of the New Hampshire Wildcats. On the defensive side of things, we kind of wanted to send a graduation present to Casey DeAndre. I was so happy to see him move on. He was a Black Bear killer through the years, but a lot of very talented guys, especially in that secondary with Pop Lacey and Prince Smith, who were just two of the best in all of CAA football.
Yeah, and they were among the best as freshmen, which is so unusual to get true freshmen who jumped right in and contributed. And Pop Lacey wound up as the rookie of the year. Prince Smith Jr., another one who has really looked very solid back there. That defensive secondary, and I think like Maine, that's probably where your strength on the defense is going to come this year. For the Wildcats, can they control the opposing quarterback, keep him in line, and we'll watch the young guys develop on that defensive front line. They're gonna, our league is so tough with good, quick running backs and quarterbacks as well. That'll be the test right there, the line.
Bob, what do you think is the strength overall of this Wildcat team going into the opener?
I think that defensive secondary is going to be one that's going to be pretty special. UNH is going to turn some games with defensive turnovers because of pressure that those guys put on. And then I think on the offensive side, you have to look at those wide receivers, and again, they're all pretty experienced. They should be pretty solid there.
Sean McDonald does such a great job, and it is such a good rivalry, and yet friendships develop over time. And this past spring, great event down in Portland to honor longtime Maine coach Jack Cosgrove. And one of the stars of the night was Sean McDonald, who just gave a really funny but also a moving speech about a guy that he'd become quite good friends with through the years.
Yeah, and Coach, the Maine rivalry is so special to him. Of course, being a graduate of the University of New Hampshire and having played in the games and now he's been on the sidelines for so long, and Jack's the same way up at the University of Maine. And the fact we're so close together, geographically, we both want to see our program very solid in this league, take a lot of pride in the northern teams beating the southern teams here. I know Coach McDonald enough to know that he speaks from the heart, and what he says about Coach Cosgrove rings very true. Even with some of the other coaches in our league that he's become very close with.
Well, we're very excited to come down also to see the new stadium, our first time broadcasting from there, and I suspect the press box a little different than what we're used to.
Yeah, did Mike Murphy, has he been on with you yet?
He's coming on tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, what we did was we're going to keep you on the other side in the old press box, if that's all right.
Yeah, because that's how I measure whether I'm ready to handle another year of doing this, if I can make it up that ladder.
You've only banged your head and expressed concern about climbing that ladder that has three missing rungs trying to get to your top position. So you're going to love the new facility, Wildcat Stadium. It ranks up there. We go to some really nice places in our league, and I think that we certainly can hold our own in terms of what they've been able to put up in New Hampshire. Can't wait to have you in, Rick.
Well, and we're expecting great crowds for Thursday night as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. With the marketing these days, and they put a fireworks show and some things for the kids before the game as well. Listen, it's enough, right, that we're just playing each other in UNH and Maine. I think it was Coach McDonald who said we could play this in a rest area off of I-95. It would be exciting for him. But we'll do the best we can for our fans as well. Mother Nature cooperates, and it should be just a terrific time.
Now, is Murph the guy in charge? I know in the past he has handled the delivery of the musket. Is that his task again this year?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't let me in on what he's going to do. I imagine that at some point during the day, it's going to be in his possession, and what he does with it from that point, other than give it to you. That's the one thing he doesn't want to do is give it to Coach Harrison-Miak.
Yeah, Black Bears would just like to get a glimpse. We've forgotten what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I know some New Hampshire folks who would love to keep it that way. I don't know. This is going to be a fun one. The openers are always so tough to predict what's going to happen. I know our guys, and we sat in the media session the other day, what is the quarterback position going to look like for Maine? And you don't know. Who are some of the star names? Well, we know Tarbox on defense, and you recognize some of these guys. But that's what makes the openers, I think, so special for me, even as a broadcaster, is I don't know what to expect. That's pretty cool.
Well, I think it's going to be great fun. What a way to start the season. Maine and New Hampshire, the Thursday night throwdown. Bob Lippman, voice of the Wildcats. Always great talking with you, Bob. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Anytime. Take care and drive safe.